You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. 16 shots were fired in the alley ambush that left Milwaukee police officer Kendall Corder dead and officer Christopher McCray wounded. Police now say it all followed a fight that escalated to gunfire. Prosecutors have charged 22-year-old Tremaine Jones with first-degree intentional homicide, attempted homicide, and reckless endangerment. The roots don't go much deeper than the Raiders. Roots in Racine is the theme for the city's 89th annual 4th Fest Parade. The Racine Raiders football team, known for their national titles and local involvement, will serve as honorary grand marshal. Over 140 entries are scheduled for this year. The route runs along Main from Gould to 14th Street. If you can't make it, the festivities will be broadcast live on TV Channel 24. You can go deeper with a parade preview online. Check out RacineCountyEye.com. The debate over how to celebrate is heating up. Both Wauwatosa and Milwaukee are introducing drone shows as alternatives to traditional fireworks. Tosa's drone display launches tonight at Hart Park, while Milwaukee's high-tech show lights up the lakefront tomorrow. Classic fireworks return to most places on the 4th. Sturdivant does theirs tomorrow night from Fireman's Park. People running cities with drone shows say they offer a safer, more inclusive, and environmentally friendly way to celebrate. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Let's play two. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers and the Mets rained out last night in New York, so the two teams playing a doubleheader today at 16-9. Milwaukee, the hottest team in the National League for the month of June. I asked Sal Frelick, does he feel confident about the crew right now?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think we kind of came together almost about a month and a half ago now, and I think we kind of identified we maybe weren't playing our culture, our brand of baseball, and we fixed that pretty quickly, and good things started to happen. So as long as we can control that, I think we'll be in a good spot.
NBA, the Bucks land Pacers center Miles Turner in free agency, but release Damian Lillard. They'll pay Lillard $22.5 million per year for the next 5 years. So what does Giannis think?
Sources that relate to me that Giannis Antetokounmpo is not pleased with the Bucks' decision to buy out Damian Lillard for the remainder of his contract. He just didn't like how it was handled. And so I was told that he is not pleased with what transpired with Damian Lillard.
That's Chris Hayes of the NBA Network. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Sure, Dana Carvey is a great impressionist, but still prefers to be tactful, especially when impersonating President Joe Biden like he did during the SNL 50th anniversary broadcast. The creator of The Church Lady said to his co-host on the Fly on the Wall podcast, David Spade, that he took that approach because the former president was mentally compromised. Spade countered, saying Biden is fair game because he's in the public eye, putting himself on the total opposite end of the spectrum. That's why they make a great podcast hosting team. If you're looking for something binge-worthy, here's one of Pete's picks. Check out Department Q on Netflix. Writer, director, executive producer Scott Frank has come a long way as a writer since his first credit, which was an episode of The Wonder Years. Frank has written such films as Get Shorty, Minority Report, and the show The Queen's Gambit. Department Q follows Carl, a detective who becomes obsessed with a cold case following his own near-death experience. It's just addicting enough, so check it out. There's been lots of royal family drama over the last few years, which eventually culminated in a formal estrangement for the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, also known as Harry and Meghan, which sounds a lot less sexy. Head of the not-really-necessary royal outfit, King Charles has made it known that he's going to buck tradition and wants the Sussexes to be front and center at his eventual funeral when the time comes. The New York Post reports that Charles has made it clear he would like his son Harry to walk side by side with his brother William, who will then be king. Charles has also stated that he would like Harry and Meghan and their children, Archie and Lilibet, good lord, they actually want people to dislike them, to take part in the lying in state and candlelight vigil portion of the funeral. There has been no comment comment yet from the Sussexes. I'm not being lazy. The Duchess and Duke are actually referred to by the county name. As the Squire of Marinette, Wisconsin, I can confirm this. Okay, moviegoers, it's been a great summer so far at the box office, but today is a big day for new releases and dinosaur lovers. That's right, Jurassic World Rebirth opens today, and wouldn't you know it, just in time for what is supposed to be a blockbuster holiday weekend. There is expected to be a lot more cha-ching at the box office thanks to the latest chapter in this Jurassic franchise. The film stars Scarlett Johansson and Mahershala Ali and a whole bunch of CGI dinosaurs. Pretty sure the plot of the film involves dinosaurs wreaking havoc. Jurassic World Rebirth is currently coming in at just shy of fresh on Rotten Tomatoes with about 55%, and that should be enough to get people to the theaters for some T-Rex awesomeness. If you're worried that you've missed a couple of the previous films, I think you'll be okay. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have a slight chance of a scattered shower or a thunderstorm later this afternoon and again tonight. Otherwise, mostly sunny today with a high in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, we're going to drop into the lower to mid-60s. Tomorrow, sunshine, isolated storms, 83. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 75.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.